You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong!
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In this Quiz My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from Sunday's league match with Bradford Park Avenue.
Hi there, Billy McCartney, a former player and always listen to FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. All the action and reaction to FC United's Sunday encounter with Bradford Park Avenue shortly, but before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And there is only one place we can start this week, and that's to the news that Tom Greaves on Tuesday afternoon resigned his position as FC United's player manager. We'll hear more from Tom on his decision to stand down later in the show, but for the immediate future, it was announced that former captain David Chadwick would be taking temporary charge while a permanent replacement can be found. And on Friday, Ben caught up with Dave for his thoughts going into this weekend's match with Bradford Park Avenue.
So, welcome back, Mr. David Chadwick. And it's been quite a whirlwind week, to say the least. I mean, how's it been for you?
Yeah, totally agree with that comment. I think I've used whirlwind about six times already in the last 2 days. Obviously, it was a bit of a shock, but straight away I said, you know, I'll do anything I can to help. So, you know, chuck me in at the deep end, so to speak.
We spoke, I think, at the turn of the year when you came to the club, and back to the club, rather. And what we were saying, yeah, at that point was, you know, you're going to help out with the coaching side and the scouting side, and you have been busy. I mean, on Monday, for example, you were watching our next opponent's Bradford Park Avenue. You put your scouting report in on Tuesday. I mean, do you have any indication that this was coming down the track at that point, or...?
Oh, not at all. Like you said, I was at a game on Monday, taking me notes, taking me videos, etc. And I found my report in, as I do, so then the guys could look at it and look into training and stuff. Filed it away and just filed it as done, complete. Move on to the next game, and I was planning my next plan of attack on the fixtures. So yeah, I didn't have the foggiest clue that it was going to happen. And it's always a sad thing to see, you know, especially with someone who's such a nice guy. And I've got a lot of respect for. And, you know, I was speaking to him the other day, and we were on about, you know, you can't get excited about coming into a job in this position because it's sadness all around it. And, you know, because I feel for Tom, and we've been on a bad run, so you can't be excited about joining in on that, if you know what I mean. You've just got to go in and try and work as best you can and work as hard as you can and try and, you know, get an upturn in the results.
Now, it's an interesting position you've been in because obviously your attention's been outward looking in a way. You've been looking at the opponents for FC United. Have you got any indication about the internals of the club, the squad themselves, and what challenges we might be facing in the coming weeks?
Well, obviously, like you said, I've been out a lot on the game, scouting a few games and stuff. But you always try and keep an eye on. I do watch. I mean, highlights don't tell you everything, do they? On a squad, you don't see the internal side on that. What I can say, you know, I was in training last night, and the tempo was great. They worked hard. You know, I think we've got to have a boost in fitness because, you know, we need a better tempo in the games. We need to, you know, we need to be pressing higher up the pitch. We need to not be giving, you know, the opposition time on the ball to pick passes and cut us open. You know, we need to be more alert, and a lot of it's fitness, and we'll be working on fitness and, you know, trying to get them levels higher, and that comes along with. You're fitter, you're grinding results out, you're getting more points on the board, you're moving up the table, players are happier, players are smiling, they work harder for each other. And it's a combination of things that get you your results. And at the beginning, it's basics. You know, we get the basics right. We're making mistakes, cut the mistakes out, up your fitness levels and see where we go.
I mean, that was one of the challenges Tom was having, really, because, you know, we thought we'd had this really great pre-season, but it felt like that every club who we've come across has gone up a notch or two. And it's difficult, isn't it, to bridge that gap in the second month of the season?
Of course it is. And he's been unfortunate as well with injuries. And he's made a couple of signings for the club that, you know, he thought were going to make an instant impact, and then straight away they got injured. Two brand new midfielders to get injured. Keeper, you know, has an accident with his fingers, and you've got little things like that. And because it's well known the budgets aren't big, the squad's not big, just small things like that make a massive impact on the way they're playing and on the actual team itself.
So when it comes to this weekend's match, you've obviously, you know, you've been into training now with the squad. You know what to look out for Bradford Park Avenue. Have you got in mind yet what your starting 11 is going to be looking like for Sunday? You're not quite there yet.
Yeah. No, obviously I've been waiting on trying to get one or two players in. I know we had till tea time today to make some signings. I've managed to do one. So, you know, he's straight into the squad for the weekend, hopefully. I'm just waiting on the official confirmation. But once that's done, and I've got an extra body in there, and I think he'll give us lots of pace. He's great on the ball and lots of energy. So, you know, it'll be a boost to the squad. And it needs a boost for me. You know, I spoke to the lads last night for the first time, and you can see it's hurting them. No one wants to be losing games of football. So I said straight away, we're not having nothing negative. You know, I'm not going to speak negative now. Let's be positive. Let's build. You know, let's go out there and have a good training session, all work hard together and, you know, see where it can take us.
Now, obviously, management's nothing new to you. You've obviously had a good spell at Chorley and before that at Salford City. And obviously, FC United supporters are more than aware of your no-nonsense approach to defending. But when it comes to you as a manager, what can people expect from the touchline on Sunday afternoon?
just passion. I can get a bit excited, but I've got a will to win, and I want the guys out there to do what I ask them, and I want them to work hard. If they're all working 100% and they put the bucket load in, they put their hand up and go, Charlie, I'm knackered. Right, come off, pat on the back, you sit down, you deserve a rest. Sometimes you'll get the result, sometimes you don't. If you're not going to get the result and you're not putting the effort in, that's when it's hard to take. But, you know, I want 100% effort. I want pace on the ball, moving the ball quickly, you know, in the right areas and excitement. A lot of people pay their own money to go and watch football at the end of the day to enjoy it. Players go and play to enjoy it. And when both of them are not enjoying it, it's hard to take, isn't it? It's, you know, you want to put smiles on the faces in the crowd. You want the player, you know, they've done something right and they've scored a goal and they're made up. And that's what we're missing at the minute for me, and just want to work out and put it right.
FC United caretaker manager David Chadwick there speaking on Friday evening. Away from the men's team, and it was a good afternoon in New Mills for FC United's women's team on Sunday afternoon as they safely navigated themselves through to the next round of the Women's FA Cup with an emphatic 6-0 victory over Didsbury. Here's coach Luke Podmore after the match.
OK, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore in the opening game of the season. We've won 6-0 against Didsbury Ladies, but it certainly didn't tell the whole of the story because it was sort of like a lightning first 20-odd minutes and then fizzled out a little bit as we went 5-0 up in quite a haste.
Yeah, I think the conditions were really difficult again today. You know, the sun was beating down on us. We started off really, really quickly, and then I think quite a lot of the players from both teams felt the heat and the conditions quite early on. But yeah, I was glad the way we started, and you know, it gave us that good footing to start off. And you know, if we did have to take our foot off the gas, then we were able to because we were already, you know, 3-0 up. But yeah, it's difficult to keep going and keep being motivated when you're playing against a team who just sits in. But we did it, and you know, a win's a win, and we're into the next round, and that's all that matters really now.
Yeah, I think we held our heads high. We didn't let sort of like it dropped too much. If anything, sort of like Didsbury picked up as the game went on and sort of like knuckling down a little bit and preventing us from getting some of the stuff. Although we did hit the post and we get a late goal by Amy O'Keefe,
yeah,
who's signed early on but hasn't played for us yet.
She's been away on holiday for a while, so she's back now. But yeah, it was a tough day. Like, I think they understood at one point that it was just damage limitation for them. I think they thought, you know, they game had probably passed them by in the first 20 minutes, and I think, like you say, it was a conservative effort for them just to conserve their energy and try and prevent as many goals as possible. And the keeper at times did really well, to be honest with you, but I think on our part again we felt like we should have had a few more goals, or should have converted a few of the chances that we had. But we've got that to work on now, and something to go into Wednesday and hopefully for the first league game on the 16th.
Yeah, their keeper did have sort of like a roller coaster of a couple of excellent saves and then some absolute howlers as well, so it might be one that you might not want to remember. But we finished it off. It's exactly what we did. It's got us through to the next round. Do we know when the draw for that will be?
I would imagine it'll be very soon. I don't know when the first game is actually, but it'll be, I think they come around quite quickly and sharply now. So yeah, no, I would imagine we'll keep our eyes out tomorrow morning when all the results have gone in.
Right.
See when the next results are generated. But yeah, on that, I think, you know, all in all, it's for the first competitive game of the season. I think last year we played this team and won 3-1, so we've won 6-0 today. So looking at it like that, it's a progression, and they've moved up a division from last year. They're in the division we've just been promoted from. So yeah, all in all, not a bad day at the office at all.
No, so but no game next week as far as we know. Nothing competitive anyway. That's got to wait for a fortnight for the first league game.
That's right, yeah. The first league game is the Fleetwood Town game in the stadium on the 16th. There's no league game next week, so we're going to do something as a team together, I think, and sort of stay as one, and then hopefully that'll make us go into the next week with a real, you know, motivation to go and win that first game.
Super, right, job done. Thanks very much, Luke.
Thanks, Neil.
Neil Boo there speaking with women's team manager Luke Podmore following their 6-0 win over Didsbury in the Women's FA Cup. And speaking of the FA Cup, the club's youth team will be taking to the field in the main stadium this coming Wednesday evening as FC United host Nantwich Town in the FA Youth Cup. It's a 7:45pm kickoff on Wednesday, and we'll have full commentary here on FC Radio for those of you who cannot make it in person. And finally for this week's news, this Saturday's match with Southport will mark the grand opening of Underneath the St Mary's Road End following redevelopment works over the summer. It will also see the return of a special Corsic and Malcolm. And for more on what to expect this Saturday pre-match, Ben caught up with Malcolm's volunteer. Here's Andy Davies.
We're really looking forward to it. We've been waiting a long time for this. Grand opening should be brilliant.
What preparations have been going on? What have you got lined up for us?
We've been scouting bands as usual. So the idea behind Corsic and Malcolm in the first instance was to always put on an unsigned up-and-coming Manchester band, and we're really delighted. We've got a band called Scuttlers from Middleton who are going to come down and play for us, so that's going to be really, really good. We've also got Mad Theatre Company, old friends of FC United. For anybody who went to see Angels with Manky Faces, that was actually a collaboration in many ways between Mad and the club. And as part of the commemoration of the centenary of the First World War, Mad's new play, It's the Wrong Way to Tickle Mary, is being performed at the Lowry in Salford. And this is an absolute coup for us. They're going to preview it at Corsic and Malcolm.
Brilliant stuff. So when does it all start this weekend?
Door's going to open at 12. Things will get going really from 12:30, 12:45, something like that. So we'd really love people to come down early. We think it's going to be busy. We think loads of people are going to want to come along. So get in early, have a drink. There'll be tater ash, there'll be homemade vegan food. And Carl Ladley, or George Irwell, as many FC fans probably know him, is doing a quiz for us, and that's always a treat as well.
Andy Davies there from Corsic and Malcolm, and keep an eye out on the club's website this week for further announcements on this weekend's grand opening of the St Mary's Road End. To Sunday's match with Bradford Park Avenue now, and to find out if Dave Chadwick could get off to winning ways as FC United caretaker manager, it's now time to hand over to FC Live.
Hello indeed, and welcome. It's a beautiful sunny day here in North Manchester. I don't know where this has come from. And it is the El Clasico this afternoon, FC United against Bradford Park Avenue. Emily Maguire's here, and James Quinn's back. Hello, James.
Hello, Ben. Hello, everyone.
So obviously it's been a very, very
turbulent,
whirlwindy, dramatic week here at FC United. A bit more than normal, really. It's a bit strange. Tommy Greaves, obviously, a lot of you'll be aware, stood down on Tuesday afternoon as player manager. He's now playing for Hyde United. Had a good appearance yesterday against Scarborough, and obviously we wish him all the best. And coming in now, he's on caretaker's Dave Chadwick,
which is he'll certainly get the support of the faithful. If there are such things as legends, then he's probably one of them here at FC United.
Absolutely.
And he's a tough guy, he's a leader, so you would think he would be the right kind of character to marshal this squad, which is, I think it's fair to describe as dysfunctional at the moment. Fine performance at Altrincham, that sort of two and a half weeks ago, came from one goal behind, and a lot of people would have felt watching that performance that FC had turned the corner, but that wasn't the case. I don't think there have been any goals since then. So we start another chapter. And Emily, what are the fundamentals here for Dave Chadwick in terms of how he gets a performance out of this group of players?
Yeah, it's a difficult time, and he's come into, like you say, a dysfunctional squad. What he needs is he needs to galvanise them in midfield, really get to grips of the game. We've been very positive about the way the defence has performed over the last couple of games, but I think he'll be looking to inject a bit of pace into this team, a bit of energy, and really getting them linking together, playing more collectively. Sometimes a change of manager, we see it happening in all the divisions, you know, when we have a bit of a change in managerial roles, in coaching roles, that you do see a little bit of a reaction from the players. And hopefully today he'll get that, and he'll be able to guide them on. The thing for me still is, you know, what is going to be the future? Who's going to be the future leader of this club? Is Dave Chadwick the right man? Are we looking elsewhere?
Well, I believe we will be, and there'll be an announcement in the next couple of days on that side of things. I mean, it's a tough job, this, and it doesn't matter if you know Dave Chadwick, who can score equalisers against Cheadle Town and all that, and put his head through a brick wall for the team. This is a big job for anyone, really. And you know, he's been scouting for FC United, which is handy for today's game because he knows all about Bradford Park Avenue, yep, having watched them last Monday. But this squad that FC United's got on paper, he's a good squad.
On paper,
just hasn't
fantastic,
worked.
Fantastic, yeah. They just haven't linked together. They just haven't found that, you know, connectivity. So a player, really, just to step up and get the team to gel. And I think, for me, that midfield area, and you know, we'll announce the team and you'll have some team news for us.
The midfield,
yeah, because
I mean,
there's a few changes, and I think that's where we needed it.
It doesn't help that actually the midfield he was going to have today, you know, Michael Jones can't play because he's not eligible, because he's still registered at Padiham, and Harry Winter has got a concussion, so he's out of the equation for this week at least. So he's already having to do what Tom Greaves had to do, which is
just try and fill in. Exactly. He's good enough to do that. Like you say, you know, he's been working within the club, within scouting, so he knows what he's up against, and so that'll help his team selection. It doesn't help when you have a last-minute change, you know, with Harry Winter being unavailable. But what he's gone for, I think any change would be a positive change at this time. I know you can change the team too much, but he's new in the role. It's fresh. It's an opportunity now for us to start our season from now.
Absolutely. And just before the teams come out on the pitch, just to say that we have got a new signing in the starting 11 this afternoon. Mike Donoghue, he's on a short-term loan from Fleetwood Town, 20-year-old forward. So that'll help with the going forward kind of thing. And obviously we wish Danny Rackie all the best as well, who's left the club in the week as well. So all the best to Danny Rackie, and hoping for the best for Michael Donoghue this afternoon. But it's now time, I think, to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It is FC United against Bradford Park Avenue, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Archer Armour. It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. It's Emily Maguire, but first is James Quinn.
It is
bringing it back for a free kick.
Yeah, free kick on the edge of the box. There isn't an excuse in areas like that. It's just outside the 18-yard box. Defensively, we're trying to clear our lines. This is a good position for Bradford.
It's just literally about a foot outside the area on the left-hand side, just by the touchline. And plenty of yellow shirts in there. And it comes as a low cross. It's a surprise one. And it's a great goal. That looked like a deliberate one. And everybody waiting for the floated cross. It was played along the ground to Johnson, who flicks it across, and Killick, Shane Killick, the Bradford skipper there, just alert, and nobody on the post for FC. They were caught napping, really, but a well-worked goal from Bradford. Long clearance. Willoughby will try and get on the end of it. He nodded forward, but was nobody really in a sufficiently advanced position to take advantage of that. And the ball is back there with Stephen Drench in the Bradford goal. Still 1-0 Bradford. That's a long ball forward. Senior has to deal with this one. Nods it down. Beasley gets in the way. Senior, oh, real goal! Goodness me!
absolute disaster at the back. It's 2-0 Bradford, and what senior there with a soft header then there, and then had a second chance to clear it and miskicked it, and the ball just rolled in the net.
Bannister plays this. Willoughby now edge of the box, Chilney a chance. Oh, what a poor shot. Oh, but it's the post, and a rebound, and a goal.
Well, oh, that really fooled me. He looked like he didn't get any pace on that shot. He hit the post, then bobbled out. And Bannister, the substitute, was it? We'll get confirmation in a moment. Was it Litchfield? We'll get confirmation on that. But FC like back in the game.
Litchfield followed it up. Was Litchfield?
Yeah. Well, a goal out of nowhere there.
Absolutely came from nothing. It was a long ball.
And it's Tatton. It is indeed 3 minutes. And we're into the first of those. Scott Kaye out to the right hand side. Donoghue. Trying to fox his man here. Trying to get a cross in. Left footed cross in. On the turn, it's Willoughby. Can he get, goes down. He's given the penalty. And there didn't look like there was much contact, I have to say, from here. But the referee gives the penalty. And I think that FC will take it, but that was...
Yeah, it's one of them where, you know, the defence, they've been very, very tight, very close to the forwards throughout the whole game. And in there, Willoughby's taken a turn. Any sort of contact that you're going to place on a player in that area, you are risking those decisions. It didn't look like much from up here, but...
Well, thank you, Emily, but Willoughby the man now. Can he take advantage of this? What a moment here. It's FC 1, Bradford Park Avenue. Penalty, Willoughby scores! Great penalty to the keeper's left. The keeper went the right way, but it was a perfect penalty from Kurt Willoughby, who deserves a goal from this afternoon's game. And what about that? And what about this recovery from FC United? You'd have to say it could be a bit of a fortunate penalty. Bradford may feel aggrieved, but it's 2-2 now.
Absolutely fantastic. And I have to say, it's nothing that FC don't deserve. The effort, the work rate, the confidence. They have been playing the ball forward. They've been creating opportunities. Once you get the ball in the box in there, you know, you're opening up those opportunities. You're creating any goal-scoring chances. They've had a lot of possession and a lot of pressure.
Goal kick taken, and that's it. And the final score here is FC United of Manchester 2, Bradford Park Avenue 2. And what a result that is for FC United, who were trailing. Brody Litchfield pulled one back 63 minutes after Joel Senior's own goal. Absolutely calamitous goal conceded by FC United. And then, in the 93rd minute, a penalty, perhaps a fortuitous penalty. And we have actually... Peter White was right behind the goal. I'm just going to ask Peter. You were right behind the goal, Peter. Just was it a penalty? Peter was just a few yards away. And he's a neutral, and he thought there was contact. So that'll do for us. From where we were, it looked as though there may have been minimal contact, but of course that is enough, and that is going to be so heartening for FC United. And what was it that was different about FC today, Emily?
It's one of them things. You see it happen so often. You have changes off the field have that sort of effect on players initially. And I think throughout the game, they grew in confidence with each other. You know, they didn't allow the Bradford's first goal to affect the way that they were playing. They carried on. And you just saw the effort and the work rate that was just raised for this game, and a bit more belief in each other as the game progressed. Even going two down, it was a huge mistake. Unfortunately, it didn't cost FC the 3 points. But then they came back into it. Players for me that have stood out, you know, Litchfield, as soon as they made the change, because he'd been playing out on the wing in the first half. But once they made the changes and brought him into that central role, we saw FC gain more possession and keep more possession. And I felt that him and Donoghue could link up a lot better, and that allowed Willoughby more freedom up front as well. So all of those things do help and change. There's still a lot of work to be done. We can't get carried away with what we've seen here. It shows the potential that we know, and we keep saying on paper what a great team it can be. And this today shows that we have got that, and the team can play collectively together and produce that. To come from two goals down against Bradford Park Avenue, a team, you know, who were fourth in the division, coming in on the back of two successes, keeping clean sheets in their other games, they're an excellent team. If you told me at the start of the match that FC would get a point from today, I would have taken that, and I think everybody here would have. But the manner in which that we have done that, that means so much more. And we saw the atmosphere in the ground change as well, and that's important for the next, you know, this next stage for FC United.
And the reception the players are getting is real old school. It's been probably the biggest reception FC have had, and these FC fans are always good. Many stay behind, always applaud the team, whatever the result, whatever the performance. But there's a real buoyancy about this.
Absolutely, and we need, you know, we want to see more of that. That's what this club is all about. It is to do with the community and making sure that we have that connection with the players and the fans, and we work together. And the performance on the field led to that reception that they get at the end. You know, you heard the atmosphere grow throughout the game, especially throughout that second half. The more FC pressed and the more they got back into the game, scoring the goal to make it 2-1. That's when, you know, you get that 12th man here at Broadhurst Park, and you get the fans behind them.
Yeah, who was the man of the match for you then?
It's a difficult one. I thought O'Halloran had a fantastic game, but for me, the influence that Litchfield had, I would have to go with Brody Litchfield today, because I think, you know, the first half you could see what he could offer, but he was, you know, he probably wasn't in his most effective position. But as soon as he came into that central role, the effect that he had in terms of the possession for FC United and the amount that we went forward, I think that was the big difference for me.
There's some interesting, I mean, players like Logan are so, they've got so much talent, but there's that real frustration where they don't quite decide whether to do a step over or the simple ball, and you get stuck in the middle. And there's so much talent there, and there's so much, obviously.
There is, and I think, you know, the coaching staff will see that and be able to make the changes when they go back out onto the training field. There was a lot that was happening that first half that we were getting forward, we weren't quite making the runs. The half-time team talk obviously affected some of that, because we were then getting into the box and we saw the changes that he made and where he wanted the players to go. So we can see that where they can go from here. Players like Logan, like you say, he's a fantastic player, and when he's got space in front of him, he's fast, he's quick, but it's just learning when and where to do those things, step overs. When should I release the ball? How long should I keep the ball for? I mean, Willoughby, he's exactly the same. He had a few moments throughout this game where he takes on one player, but then it's now you need to release the ball, bring somebody else into it, and they're not quite there yet, but what a positive outcome.
And do you, if you're Bradford coach, are you frustrated that the way the side didn't respond when FC scored, the initiative, they seemed to drop deep, were almost allowed back into it by some more calamitous defending at the back?
They only scored their second goal because of an error. It wasn't really anything that they were doing themselves. I mean, Beasley, he had a great game sitting on the shoulder of Lynch and Ashworth in there as well, but he was just kind of picking up the pieces of FC mistakes. O'Halloran made a bad back pass, Senior wasn't the only one. It just happened that one was the one that led to a goal, and FC could be their own undoing in those situations. I was very surprised with how Bradford didn't, you know, kick on after getting the first goal, you know, and really take control of the game, and then getting a fortuitous second, that should be when they just then go on and dominate. But they didn't do that, and I think as a Bradford coach, you would be disappointed in how his players reacted. But a lot of that came from the energy that FC had got and the belief that had come back in into the team, and getting, you know, that's the sort of atmosphere we want here at Broadhurst Park. Every home game, you know, we can't always rely on the fans coming and being up for it. Yeah. We need the performances to really bring it out of them as well.
Yeah, well, I thought that FC was well. It's a good day for. It was an important day. To have not taken anything from today's game would have been very disheartening. But I think, in a way, that when it went 2-0, you started to think, "Oh goodness me!" And yeah. You know, it really would have bitten.
Yeah,
the hand off for a point.
It was.
Point at
I mean,
point.
when that second. The goal went in, and the manner in which it was scored, it was so disheartening for fans watching, you know. And it's one of them moments where you just think, oh, all of that work being undone, and is this going to be another tale where we just needed a little bit of luck, and maybe we got that, you know, well in the end.
And you're a centre back. Did they, you know, all those mistakes, similar mistakes of bad judge, ill judge back passes, and so on. What do you need to do? A few drills. With that, or is it just concentrate?
I think that's concentration at the time of the game, and you know, and those things you can drill a player so much, and I'm sure any drill that they're doing in training will affect those passes, you know, in terms of the weight of pass that you need to play. But it's just looking around, it's simple awareness. O'Halloran was guilty of it. He could see everything in front of him. He turned, and the thing that was frustrating with his one was he had so much more time to do something different with the ball. But we got fortunate. It was only a whisker away from that mm-hmm. back post that it went wide. But that's concentration that, you know, that just comes... From just, you know, that instilled on the next game, the next time. Like I said, I don't think he'd make those mistakes again.
And is it a general thing when there's an uncertainty in the squad where those sort of mistakes are more likely to occur?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at teams that are down at the bottom of the league, they're not getting the results, they're not getting the points on the board. I think it's always a lot harder for them. And it's a lot easier for mistakes to come in, and it can be nerves, it, not just your concentration levels. It is hard.
FC Live there from Sunday afternoon. After the match, James caught up with FC United caretaker manager David Chadwick.
Well, David, thanks for joining us. Much appreciated.
No problem.
After the event so far this season, and obviously a turbulent week, how important was it to get something out of the game today?
Oh, it was vital. It was vital. Obviously, especially with the goings on of this week, which no one predicted. We had to do makeshift sessions and, you know, change all our plans. And to be fair, the lads coming on Thursday, and they trained well. They looked focused, as well as can be. You know, they looked, obviously confidence looks a bit shattered, which is what I was telling them. And you know, we try not to talk about negatives. You know, it's all about positivity. You know, let's talk about the good things. You know, because mm-hmm. what's happened, and we need to start building on what we're good at. Mm-hmm. Certain things like fitness need improving, so you can raise the tempos and press a bit higher at the pitch. Because I think that was costing us a bit today in the first half. So I made a little alteration at half time to try and squeeze it on a bit more by moving like a formation a bit, which kind of worked. But then we didn't have the personnel to trigger it as well.
And how frustrating was it? You 1-0 down, obviously you put a new plan in place, things were looking better, and then a pretty calamitous mistake. How frustrating was that?
I know. And the lad had a few chances at it as well to get rid, and he just wanted the ground to, it happens. We, you know, what happened on the pitch, and you make a mistake and you try your best to make an amends, and sometimes it goes worse.
But we, and one thing that we felt was that Lichfield moved into a more central role. He seemed to have a real impact. Was that something that you rearranged with the substitutions?
Yeah, well, I started him because I lost two central midfielders before the game, so I had to jig that, and then I put him at the point of the triangle to start with, and young Michael on the left. And after about 20 minutes, I just wanted to see him switch for a while. And that kind of worked, and it triggered him. And then going into the second half, obviously when we'd gone, we were 1-0 down, I placed him more centrally, brought Bannister on to try and kind of go into like a 4-1-4-1 kind of with extra width, because I thought we had him out wide, especially on the left. And he did change it because he knew. you know, we were pushing. I mean, seeing his legs had gone as well, that's why I took him off.
Yeah.
Though there was nothing against his...
No, no. But no, I mean, we... I mean, Emily, who's kind of our, you know, Emily McGuire's our kind of our expert summariser, she had Brody as the man of the match in the end for the role that he...
He worked hard. No, he did. And, you know, I know he's not played many minutes, hence cramping up in the last 10, but training on Thursday night, he was quality, and I couldn't keep my eyes off him. He was everyone, and I said to that, I said, he's starting. I'm getting him in a position to actually play. And he deserved it. He deserved his goal. He was trying his best to miss it, I think. but he deserved it. And he was alive. The ball coming in, he was alive and he's sharp. And it worked well.
And great temperament from Willoughby at the end. It was a perk because, of course, the keeper went the right way. But you know that was such a big moment.
I didn't see it.
You didn't. You wouldn't look.
I closed my eyes.
Did you?
I closed my eyes and just waited for a shout or a roar.
You can enjoy the FCUM. I'll have a look. TV. So there's players in FC, and I won't keep you too long, David. We enjoy watching Joel Logan and so on, but they just sometimes it's almost decision making, and they've got all this skill there and fitness. And what can you do? You know, if you're in a caretaker role, what can you do to give them that extra bit of, I don't know, finesse really and professionalism to go with that youth and skill?
I think sometimes, especially with Joel, I think it's getting him some confidence. And you know, like I said, I put my arm around him on Thursday at training. We had a chat about the pace he's got and how to use it, and don't be scared. Mm-hmm. He's worried about taking some. Get the ball down and bang.
But that's the sense you have. That's really interesting, because I think that's I think exactly what you've done. It needs to be said. Look, Joel, you've got the skill, but just believe and execute.
And he's been playing like a left wing back, and. Mm-hmm. You know, because of his pace and obviously got a right foot, I wanted to see him out wide and, hurting people. Mm-hmm. And I had a chat with him about that on Thursday. And you could see him coming alive a bit and, wanting to go and do it and, apply it to the game. And, a few times, positionally, it worked right for him today, which he's got to work on. And we had a chat again at half-time about where I wanted him in certain positions, because I think he kind of follows the shouts a lot. And someone shouting to him to come in, he's not taking into consideration what he needs to do shape wise. Mm-hmm. And then he come out second half, and there was a few times he got into his stride down here, and the number three couldn't. And I think that's why they changed it.
Mm-hmm. They did,
But then again, tired legs, tired minds. So I put another whippet on down the right hand side.
Well, Jamal, speed.
He put an header in the last, was it off a corner or a cross in the last 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
He ran about 60 yards to get back in, and he was just taking over everybody. And it's like, believe in yourself.
Yeah,
some of them look scared of going, applying the quality that they've got to a game.
So Southport next, and then 3 games in 7 days. The team could probably benefit from that. They could play in a few games in succession. Any thoughts?
Hopefully,
about Southport particularly.
Liam builds big, strong sides. I know he's made quite a few changes in and out. Why he's trying to get, he's tinkering until he's happy. I know he's not happy with the squad. Slowly he's getting it. He's a good manager and he's got good players. You can't keep a good manager down as well. So it'll be an hard game, physical game. So
David, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
Obviously everyone at the club is indebted for you to stepping in and taking this
role
and galvanising them so that we got something out of the game. But thank you very much, good luck against Southport and beyond.
Thank you
so much.
Cheers.
FC United caretaker manager David Chadwick there speaking to James following his side's hard-fought 2-2 draw with Bradford Park Avenue on Sunday. So quite an afternoon for FC United on the pitch, closing off a turbulent week for the club off it, where FC United player manager Tom Greaves departed the club. To find out more about Tom's decision, FC Live caught up with Tom soon after the final whistle on Sunday.
So you're almost like a kind of farewell today, and have you enjoyed your day?
I've absolutely loved it. I've not stopped bloody crying all day. It's been emotional, but touching at the same time. delighted to see him get the point as well.
Yes,
delighted
yes.
to see him. Last 20 minutes, I thought they're really just what we needed
yeah.
3-4 weeks ago. Superb, and I'm absolutely made up for Brody getting a goal, because there's something about that lad, and he'll be a great, great player, and hopefully that'll make him kick on now. And obviously Kurt's just done what Kurt does. He puts the ball in the back of the net, so delighted for them both. And I'm buzzing for Chad here, Tom, Jack, Chappie, Jacks as well. I'm so pleased for him.
Hyde United.
Yep.
Can I ask you, because you scored a bicycle kick yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, nearly brought one back.
Offside, was it?
So they say. I've not seen it back yet. But
a bit disappointing.
Yeah, it's the goalkeeper. They're saying the goalkeeper had come in front of me, but never mind. It's
oh right.
I've got to say we again now.
Yeah, we
started really slow, but
Enjoying the players you know there, or
obviously Fags and Hughes and all lad Ross Daly in there, and obviously Astley's come back on loan from Barrow, so that was good to see. But
Mulholland.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's come on loan.
Long from Barrow.
Yeah, he's Excellent. Missed a few games through injury and stuff. Okay. So, yeah, it's good to see him.
It's good to.
Moving forward, I mean, we spoke after the Spennymoor game, and it was like one of those days, wasn't it?
Moments.
And was it at that point where you thought to yourself, you know, I just want to play football?
Nah, to be honest, it was before that. I've been thinking about it for a long time. The non-footballing stuff got a little bit too much for me. All the board reports, the budget side of it and stuff like that. I was finding it difficult to balance everything out. Obviously, I've got a business. I work full time, and my business runs through the evenings and weekends as well. So I was finding myself, if I wasn't at work, I was on the phone speaking to somebody. I didn't know whether I'd answering a call about my business or whether it was about football. Agents, players, managers, constantly ringing me. People obviously looking to come into the club and stuff like that. So it just got too much for me, and my little boy once, I was playing with him, and he just said, "Daddy, don't be on your phone all the time." And it just brought me out, and that was the key moment that I knew that something's got to give. Obviously, my family is not going to give, and my business is my business. So, unfortunately for me, it's just all come at the wrong time. I've loved it. I've absolutely loved the experience of it. It's nearly a year since I took over, and I've learned so much about myself and so much about managing. Learned loads off Tom and Jack, and then hopefully now I'll learn loads off like Daz and TY down at Hyde. So I'm not closing any doors. I'd love to come back one day, but I'm not ready for that at the minute. This club needs somebody with a lot of experience to come in and shake things up a little bit, because this club don't deserve to be down the bottom of the league, and I want to see him go up, and fingers crossed we get the right man for the job.
And it's kind of fitting, you know, what's going on here today, because it's two clubs where you're highly thought of. Back to, and you know, it was unfortunate with the microphone thing there, but I mean, what was the general essence of what you were trying to say?
Well, like I said, I mentioned that goal. For me at the time, it was never going to get any better than that. Obviously, as a Leeds fan playing for Bradford Park Avenue, they'd made a bit of a rivalry.
Thanks for coming, Tom. Cheers, mate.
They'd made a bit of a rivalry over the years, and for me, it was never going to get any better than that. And obviously, I fell out of favour at Bradford Park Avenue, and I spoke to Margie, and he said, "If you want to get enjoying your football again, this is the place to be." And wow, it was right. And from minute one, my debut goal, I was absolutely hooked. I was addicted to the club, and I've never wanted to leave. I don't want to leave, but it's just my situation. And the club gets over players leaving, it gets over managers leaving, but it won't get over the fans leaving. I can't express that enough. They need to. The atmosphere today was absolutely superb. And if people are on the fence, not wanting to come back and things like that, I just encourage them all to get back here and believe in this club, because it needs to go back to where it used to be, the Gig Lane days and things like that, because, I mean, they're my memories. So fingers crossed everybody starts coming back again, starts putting money into the club, and it gets to where it needs to be.
Well, on that note, I think that's where we should end it, Tom.
No problems.
A big thanks for coming back on. Much appreciated, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you for everything over the years, guys. I'll miss you all. Cheers, my man. Thank you.
Now go sort out that rabble in the bar. They looked a bit lively earlier.
Former FC United player manager Tom Greaves there, speaking to FC Live on Sunday afternoon. FC United return to Broadhurst Park this Saturday as the Reds host Southport. It's a 3 p.m. kickoff in North Manchester. £12 adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s. But as always, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. right here on your very own FC Radio.
FC Radio.
Right, do you know the pianos on my foot?
That that's the end of This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.